Number 31, which you are about to hear, takes us to Los Angeles. As the scene opens, we find Officer C.J. Kane just entering the office of Inspector R.H. Emmett of the California Highway Patrol in the patrol headquarters in Los Angeles.
Good morning, Inspector Emmett.
Oh, hello, Kane. What can I do for you this morning?
I just finished up the investigation work on that gang of juvenile car thieves. I thought you might like to check over the report.
Yes, I would. Have much trouble getting the case worked out?
Well, it wasn't so bad after I got that Walston girl to talk. You remember her. She's the girl that was riding with Wilson and Hunter when we took them into custody.
Oh, yes, yes.
She gave me the names of several of the boys, and with the information I got from them, I was able to get a complete story on the case.
Well, it was a good thing those kids were caught when they were. By the way, did you recover all the stolen goods?
Just about everything. We're keeping some of it for evidence, and the rest we're returning to the owners when they call for it.
Did you find out how those kids came to get mixed up in this thing in the first place?
Yes, about the same old story. One of the kids, Bob Church, was apparently the ringleader. He and some of the other boys stole a couple of cars just for the thrill of it. They drove them around for a few days, and then left them down in the southwestern part of town. Then about 3 weeks ago, Church and one of the other boys, Al Hunter, walked into the three-star garage down on Santa Monica Boulevard and started talking to Harold Gray, the garage owner.
Hello there, Mr. Gray. How's it going?
What you say, boy? What's on your mind?
Well, Hunter here has a car radio he wants to sell. You got any use for a good Ford radio?
I might have. How much you want for it, kid?
I don't know. Take a look at it. Tell me how much you'll give me for it.
Yeah, looks all right. Pretty fair shape, all right. Where did you get it?
Where'd I get it? Why, out of a Ford, of course. Out of my roadster, isn't it?
All right, skip it. Doesn't make any difference anyhow. I'll give you $5 for it.
$5? Say, it's worth four times that much.
I sent $5, and I'll take it or leave it.
Oh, what do you mean,
yeah,
$5?
Okay, Judge.
All right, mister. Give us the $5.
Right. Come on over to the office. Now, you kids, wait here a minute while I go in the office.
I told you this guy'd buy it?
Yeah, but he doesn't know he stole it.
Ah, sure he knows it. Didn't you hear what he said?
Yeah, but just the same, he might
pull it. Here he comes.
All right, young fella, here's your dough. Now, just leave the radio right there by the door.
Okay, thanks.
Oh, forget it, son, forget it. And say, if you boys happen to know where you can get some more accessories cheap, I can use them. I had a fella in here the other day looking for a set of new wheels for a 36 Chevy. If you hear of a good buy, just let me know. In fact, I can use almost anything you can get at a bargain. You savvy, don't you?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. We'll be glad to, Mr. Gray.
Right.
So long.
Ah, what you worried about, Wilson? We've already stripped two cars and sold the stuff. It's easy.
Yeah, but it was one thing to hook cars just for a little riding around. When you start stripping them, you're liable to get into trouble.
What's the matter? Afraid to take a few chances?
It's easy, don't.
And there aren't so many chances either, because there's about 10 of us doing it. That makes it too tough for anyone to trace us. Right now, we're going over to that drive-yourself lot. I looked the joint over, and we can hook a car without no trouble at all.
Hello, Mr. Gray. How's Trix?
Oh, back again, eh? Well, what have you got this time?
Oh, we got a set of V8 wheels, an electric clock, and a radio. You got any use for them?
Maybe. Where are they?
Out in the car. I'll tell the kids to bring them in, eh?
Say, by the way, you know, you kids have been working kind of fast lately.
Oh, I don't know. Why?
Well, you better take it easy for a couple of days. You know, you can wear out a good thing.
Yeah, but we need the dough now.
Well, maybe so, but I won't be able to handle anything else for a few days now, so just lay off for a while.
What are we going to do for money in the meantime?
Well, you figure that one out for yourself. Now, you get that stuff in here.
All right. I guess maybe we have been going kind of fast, but we'll get some dough someplace.
You think
we can do it?
Sure we can do it. We got into that gas station last night with Peterson and Roberts, didn't we?
Yeah, we got in all right, and what did it get us? A few packs of cigarettes and $1 in pennies.
Okay, okay, so we didn't get anything out of it. But that's no sign we won't get something tonight. Listen, we got this joint all fixed, see? It's a little grocery store out in South Hoover. We'll meet you guys about 9 o'clock. We'll drive around until it's late enough to go down and knock the joint over.
All right, here we are now. Take it easy, you guys. Jimmy, give me that crowbar.
Here you are. And hurry it up. Somebody's liable to come along.
Quit moaning, Wilson. All right, Bob. Stick the crowbar right through the padlock. Okay. Bust it.
It's open. Let's go in. You guys take a look in that back room while I try the cash register.
Okay. Come on. Now, watch your step. If you bump into one of those stacks of tin cans, the neighbors will think there's another earthquake.
There doesn't seem to be much of anything in here.
Yeah, that's what you think. See all those cartons stacked up over there? Well, that stuff's as good as gold. Hey, Church, come here.
What do you want?
Look at these cartons of cigarettes and cigars. We'll be able to sell this stuff in a hurry.
Oh, what's the use of swiping a lot of cigarettes? How are you going to get them out of here? Come on, let's just take what's in the cash register and beat it.
There wasn't anything in the cash register. We'll take as much of this stuff as we can get in the car. You go out and drive up in the alley, Hunter. Wilson and I will start shoving this stuff out the back door. We can leave it in Gray's garage until we find some place to sell it.
Thanks a lot, Mr. Gray. We'll get this stuff out of here as soon as we can find some place to sell it.
Oh, okay, young fella. Say, why didn't you hook a few bottles of liquor while you were about it?
We didn't see any, but thanks for the idea anyway.
Okay.
See you later.
Hello, Hunter. What's doing?
Nothing much, Wilson. Where you been for the past week?
Just fooling around. You know anybody that wants to buy a good drill press and some shop tools?
No. Why?
Well, Morton and McCabe and me and a couple of the other guys knocked over a garage the other night and got some pretty good stuff. Gray says he can't use it. I was just wondering if you knew somebody who could.
No, I don't, but I'll ask around.
Where's Bob Church today?
I don't know. I haven't seen him for a couple of days. He stripped a Studebaker the other night, and I haven't seen him since.
Say, you don't suppose anybody's getting wise to us, do you?
No. Just as long as we take it easy, we haven't got nothing to worry about. Uh-oh. Look who's coming. It's Midge Walston.
Oh, yeah. Hiya, Midge.
Hiya, fella.
Hello, Midge. How they treating you?
Not very often, Al. Where you been lately?
Just around. Say, what are you doing tonight? Like to go riding?
Sure. Got a car?
Yeah, I think I'd ask you to go riding if I didn't have. What time will I call for
you? About 8 o'clock. I'll be out in front of the house waiting for you.
Okay. I'll be there in the dot.
12. Well, I gotta be going now. See you later.
So long, Midge.
See you later.
Hey, you haven't got any car? How you gonna take a ride?
I may not have a car right now, but I'll sure be driving one by 8 o'clock tonight. Wanna come with me?
Okay, why not?
All right, come on then. Let's get going. We gotta find a real snappy job someplace.
Los Angeles Sheriff's Office calling all cars. Calling all cars. Look for a blue 1938 Ford Coupe, license 72 M. Madden Mary 326. A blue 1938 Ford Coupe, license 72M326, has just been reported stolen. That is all.
Did you get that number, Bill?
Yeah, Joe. 72M326. Say, that's the third stolen car report we've had in the last hour.
What time is it, anyway?
Now, it's about 8:15. We'll have to check into the patrol station pretty quick.
Say, things have sure been dull for us lately. I'm beginning to think this highway patrol game isn't all it's cracked up to be.
You didn't expect it to be exciting all the time, did you? The only places that way is in the funny papers and the radio programs. Besides, we get enough excitement.
Hey, look. Isn't that a blue Ford just past us? I'll pull up behind him. See what the license is.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a Blue 4 coupe, all right. I can, I'll be able to make out the number.
You seem to be in a hurry. Look, I'll...
Say, it's a stolen car. The number 72M326. Why, that's it. Give him the siren.
Right.
Oh, they're speeding up. Come on, step on it. We've got to stop them before they hit somebody in the traffic.
That car's really rolling. If we don't overtake them in a minute,
hey,
we're going to be crashed.
Blowing up that intersection.
Hey, look, there's a car coming down the other way.
Hey, holy smoke, they're going to crash.
All right, which one of you guys is driving this Ford? Lucky you weren't killed. All right, come on, who was driving it?
Well, he was, officer.
Pipe down.
Did you know this is a stolen car, young fella?
A stolen car?
Yeah.
Guys, no, officer.
Well, I'm afraid you're a little wrong there, buddy. I checked the car over, Joe. It's a stolen Ford, all right.
These kids don't seem to know much about it.
Hell, they may know more about it than they let on. I've been talking to the girl that was with him. She's kind of shaken up, you know, but she says she thinks they stole the car.
Now, let's go over and talk to her. Come on, you two. We want to talk to the girl you had with you.
Yeah, here she is, right here on the curve.
Were you riding in that blue car with these two boys?
Yes, officer, I was.
What's your name?
Marjorie Walston.
Did you know this car was stolen?
Don't say anything, Midge.
Yes. See, I didn't know when we started out.
But... Yeah, she doesn't know what she's talking about.
You keep still, young fella. We'll talk to you later.
It was too stolen. They were talking about this car and lots of other cars and other things, too.
Say, this looks like more than a joyride, Joe.
Yeah, sure does. Come on, you two. Get in the patrol car. Bring that girl along, too, Bill. I think the captain will want to have a talk with these kids down at headquarters.
Subsequent investigation showed that the officers had finally uncovered a gang of 12 to 15 juvenile car thieves and store robbers. By careful questioning, patrol officer C.J. Kane was able to piece together the whole story, with the result that the entire gang was brought to justice before more serious crimes were committed.